When a cherished friend or family member dies, the fallout period can be one of the toughest times of your life. But know that Hospice Simcoe will go out of its way to help you heal. The organization is raising awareness of its recent decision to expand into Innisfil its grief and bereavement services, after receiving an influx of referrals for those needing support following the loss of a loved one. "We always had a steady flow of individuals from Innisfil wanting services," Hospice Bereavement Coordinator Colleen Risk said. "Hospice Simcoe has always wanted to expand to the area. We recognize it has its own unique community that we wanted to respect and cater to. The community can know we're here for them. So, what's available to residents in need? There's an ongoing coffee talk group that will meet next in May at Rizzardo Health and Wellness Center, 7325 Yonge Street, and a grief workshop. Many of the conversations revolve around what grief feels like, and how to identify coping skills, strategies, and support systems. Often, it's hard for people to grasp the challenges they'll face until they actually experience grieving," Risk said. "But these groups connect people who are experiencing similar issues, and help them navigate both good and bad days. Prior to this growth, many residents wanted service but were hampered by travel barriers into Barrie, where the hospice is based. Services are provided for free, though anyone interested in participating is asked to register through the hospice's community support office," Risk said. "We want to make sure the services we're offering aren't going to do more harm than good," she said. "We, as a society, don't necessarily talk about death and dying very well. What that does is create this sense of isolation and loneliness when you are grieving or bereaved, even when you're in a room with your closest people." For more information on programs offered by the hospice, call 705-725-1140 or visit hospicesimcoe.ca.